say care. RC Comics presents the Breakfast Club of Shaker Podcast.
Welcome to the Breakfast Club of Sandy Care Podcast. My name is Marion, and let me introduce you to the rest of Sandy Care Breakfast Club.
Hi, I am Jennifer.
Hi, my name is Ashley.
Hi, I'm Josh.
Hi, I'm Cameron.
Hi, I'm Kayla.
Hi, my name is Seth.
Hi, my name is Noah.
Hello, folks. Drew.
Hi, I'm Dabba.
Hola, I'm Susanna.
Hi, Cassie.
Hi, I'm Heather.
Hello, I'm Molly.
Introducing Ramon, working the Sandy Care soundboard.
Hello, everybody.
In this episode, we will give you the news we like to call the Morning Toes. And we will also celebrate the history of National Women's History Month. And that starts now!
March is National Women's History Month.
The Library of Congress, National Archives and Records Administration, National Endowment for the Humanities, National Gallery of Art, National Park Service, Smithsonian Institution, and United States Holocaust Memorial Museum join in commemorating and encouraging the study, observance, and celebration of the vital role of women in American history.
Why National Women's History Month is in March?
As recently as the 1970s, women's history was virtually an unknown topic in the kindergarten through 12th grade curriculum, or, in general, public consciousness. To address the situation, the Education Task Force of the Sonoma County, that's in California, commissioned and the Status of Women initiated a Women's History Week celebration for 1978.
Each year, the date of National Women's History Week, the week of March 8th, changed. And every year, a new lobby effort was needed. Yearly, a national effort that included thousands of individuals and hundreds of educational and women's organizations was spearheaded by the National Women's History Alliance.
By 1986, 14 states had already declared March as Women's History Month. This momentum and state-by-state action was used as the rationale to lobby Congress to declare the entire month of March 1987 as National Women's History Month.
In 1987, Congress declared March as National Women's History Month in perpetuity. A special presidential proclamation is issued every year, which honors the extraordinary achievements of American women.
Here are the few facts about Women's History Month.
International Women's Day was first recognized in Europe. Many reports trace the origins of a holiday honoring women in New York City in 1909 to the commemoration of a garment workers' strike.
In 1910, German activist Kurt Zetkin suggested to the International Conference of Working Women in Copenhagen the creation of an international holiday to honor women. Europeans recognized International Women's Day in 1911. Although the United States of America did not follow suit.
Women's History Month is celebrated differently in Canada.
Women's History Month has spread around the world from the Philippines to the UK in the latter. Mother's Day is also celebrated in March, while Women's History Month is generally commemorated in March. Canada holds their celebrations in October.
International Women's Day is a national official holiday in some countries.
Some countries mark International Women's Day as an official holiday, Sky History reported. In China, many women can take a half-day holiday. In Serbia and Albania, International Women's Day is also Mother's Day.
International Women's Day is celebrated with certain colors.
Purple, green, and white are the colors of International Women's Day, according to the International Women's Day website. The colors reportedly originated from suffragists in the Women's Social and Political Union, WSPU, in the UK in the early 1900s and were transported to the US. The Sandy Care Breakfast Club will be back after this brief coffee break.
Hi, my name is Brianna. You're listening to Sandy Care Radio.
What is St. Patrick's Day, and why do we celebrate it? The day commemorate St. Patrick's Day and the arrival of Christianity in Ireland, and by extension, celebration, heritage, and culture of the Irish in general. Celebration generally involve public parade and festival, Celtic, and the wearing of the green attire or shamrock. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Good luck and kiss me, I'm Irish.
Hi, I'm Cameron. The Breakfast Club of Sandy Care podcast is available free on Spotify. Check this out. That I love you more than anything else in the world.
Hi, my name is Ashley. The Breakfast Club of Sandy Care podcast is available on TuneIn Alexa. All you have to say is, "Hey, Alexa, I want to listen to the Breakfast Club of Sandy Care podcast."
Playing the Breakfast Club of Sandy Care podcast.
This is the Breakfast Club of Sandy Care podcast.
Before you leave the house, don't forget the news. We like to call the morning toast.
Are you hungry for the headline? The Sandy Care Breakfast Club will serve you your morning toast.
Hi, this is Sue.
Hi, I'm Kayla.
Hi, I'm Josh.
And this is your morning toast. The 2024 Academy Awards will forever be known as the Christopher Nolan Oscars, with Oppenheimer taking home 7 awards, including Best Picture and Best Director. Has anyone seen the movie Oppenheimer?
No, I have not seen that movie.
No, haven't seen the movie I haven't yet.
Sadly, though, no. However, I have a collection of movies going on in my head from Disney and Pixar, Marvel,
what?
Star Wars, DreamWorks Animation,
what?
And DC Universe and Warner Brothers Productions,
what?
That sort of thing. Yeah. And that's all I know about movies from all over Disney, Pixar, Marvel.
That's not Oppenheimer.
I know, but... Quickly now! What is...
I don't know Oppenheimer movies at all.
What's the movie studio beyond Oppenheimer? Despite being up for 8 awards, Barbie managed only a single win for Best Original Song, courtesy of Billie Eilish and Finneas O'Connell's What Was I Made For? One bit of good news by winning... The 22-year-old Eilish and 26-year-old O'Connell became the youngest people in history to win 2 Oscars! Do you think that Barbie should have won more than 1 Oscar?
Yes, I think the Barbie movie should have won more than just 1 Oscar.
What do you think it should have won?
Maybe up to 3.
Yes, they should have won for Best Picture.
Yes, they should have won the Best Movie. What else? Best Visual effects.
Well, I don't think Barbie should have won more than 1 Oscar. Well, really, that one song, What Was I Made For, really got featured on Barbie, The Little Mermaid, and the Super Mario Brothers movie songs for piano solo from Hal Leonard. I mean, What Was I Made For really is a great song.
That is not...
But Barbie made over $1 billion, so it's obviously a good and popular movie. So you don't think that they should have won like best actor, best visual effects?
Well, okay, Ryan Gosling for best supporting actor.
I think Barbie should win 5 awards.
Oh my good lord.
Godzilla finally gets its first Oscar win. Godzilla Minus One makes franchise history with first Oscar win for the best visual effects category. Sandy Care Breakfast Club, how many years did Godzilla waited to get its first Oscar?
62.
17.
18.
20.
21.
Number 6.
24.
51.
Now, Godzilla's first movie was in 1954. So it is now 2024, which means Godzilla waited 70 years to win its first ever Oscar.
A North Carolina man scored a $100,000 prize from a scratch-off lottery ticket after previously collecting a $200,000 jackpot in 2021. Alexander Acevedo of Monroe told North Carolina Education Lottery officials that he bought his $30 black titanium ticket from the Food Lion of North Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Monroe and was stunned to scratch off the $100,000 prize. "I couldn't believe it," Acevedo recalled. "I was like, no way! It feels great." Acevedo, who spent some of his first round of winnings on a trip to Walt Disney World with his daughters, said another vacation might be in his family's future. "That last trip was fun," he said. "Maybe we'll do it again." Talk about being the luckiest man ever!
An Illinois diver who has recovered about 200 Apple watches from the bottom of lakes has a warning for owners. Don't go swimming with the original watch bands. Derek Langos, a Port Barrington scuba diver who makes a living using his metal detector to recover lost items from the water at Indiana's Chain of Lakes, said he has found about 200 Apple smartwatches during his dives.
Vermont man finds library book due in 1962 but can't return it. A Vermont man said a library book he found that's more than 60 years overdue can't be returned because the college to which it belongs is about to close. Gary DeFore said the poetry book, Love Songs by Sarah Teasdale, was found among the possessions of his great-aunt Madeline at the former family home in Lake George, New York. DeForest said he discovered the book had been checked out from the College of St. Rose Library in Albany, New York in 1962. He said he does not know how his great-aunt came to possess the book as she had attended the school in the 1920s and the card in the book bore the name of another borrower. DeForest said he considered returning the book to the library, but learned the College of St. Rose is closing permanently in June. He said he would like to find a new home for the book, as well as Madeline's textbooks from her time at St. Rose.
Sandy Care Breakfast Club, what was the longest book or item you had overdue for the library?
Well, last time I had something overdue, it was back when they were doing the money for fines from the library. And this is when my friend Ariana actually had something out of my card. She had to pay me $9.50. Cents, and she gave me a $10 bill just to pay those fines.
Some fairy tale books.
How long?
A month overdue.
A month? Did you have to pay a fee?
Nope.
Oh, okay. What about you, Josh?
No. Well, really, I can rely on Geronimo Stilton books being overdue by the time you finish up a book, especially the Kingdom of Fantasy books. But over then, I can say this. I have no overdue library books being checked out in the longest of time.
And that's your morning toast. The Sandy Care Breakfast Club will be back after this brief coffee break.
Hi, this is Jennifer. Like us, our Facebook at Sandy Care LLC.
Want to ask us a question? Do you have a comment? We will read and respond your questions and comments on the Breakfast Club of Sandy Care podcast. Email us at sandycarebreakfastclub@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Caleb here. Would you like to become a member of the Breakfast Club of Sandy Care Podcast? Do you have a waiver that supports people with developmental disabilities? Then contact us at sandycare12@gmail.com. You could be with us in our studio or through remote services.
This concludes this episode of the Breakfast Club Sandy Care Podcast. We will now leave you with an inspiration quote.
When you have a dream, you've got to grab it and never let it go. Carol Barnett.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone!
Bye, and up until next time.
See you later, Gator.
Good luck, and happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye, Kelsey.
Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Sandy Care is a proud member of the Wadsworth Area Chamber of Commerce.